いや、なんかね。
That last call hung up on me completely. I said hello, hello, and they hung up on me.
Welcome
to Fox. Hung up on me.
Hello, Bob. Dr. Coleman, you're speaking. I can help.
Yes, I was on call with a customer's line a minute ago, and hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I was on the customer line a minute ago. She's probably calling me back. I'm sorry. I'm not sure. Anyway, they got hung up on. I was in the middle of a call, so I'm re-engaging with you. Okay. I'm not sure if you know each other.
Obviously, because the call coming as an unknown number, we are
concerned. I have that on purpose. So she asked me for my email address, and she couldn't find it. So I gave her the ticket number. It's a ticket number is 4099531, and we were talking about she went to go out, and she went was out, and then the phone, somebody picked up the line. I said, hello, 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 and the phone went dead. So I'm re-engaging.
One more time, so I can catch all of this.
Yeah, that's fine.
4099531.
And I'm going to tell you that if you do not handle this situation properly, I was saying, although I know you're in England, there are various international laws too that apply, but it's a United States code. Title 18, Section 242, and I have the law and the justice law there at the in this ticket. It's a deprivation of rights under color of law. So if you hang up on me, that's what it is. So let's continue properly, please.
Obviously, because I'm just new to this.
I know. I understand.
Here.
I understand.
Yes, that's fine. So I need to first speak with the person that sent you that email, and obviously, trying to understand all the situation and see what we can do, because obviously you just gave me that information and you talk already with somebody else.
Okay. So we may. Okay, I don't know your name yet. I don't know your name. What?
Just on the line for me so I can just double check with with the person in charge, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you that my name is James Driscoll, and it involves the police department here in town, and the FBI is mentioned, and the fact that the Justice Department is mentioned. So everything is in that ticket is the truth. So anybody wants to reply, they can reply in the ticket, please. I need to have a security officer here, or security involved. Okay, thank you. Go ahead with your...
No, that's fine. I can see that already someone sent you an email a minute ago.
That may be true. Like I said, the last call went... so, if that's the case, I email or was it in the ticket? I have the ticket.
So, on that email, literally, the ticket that you sent it to me, it been sent it to you
so I have
to reply 2 minutes ago. Okay. So, I'm going to put you quick on hold.
Okay, I'm going to open my email, so thank you. Thank you.
Have a look on your emails. You're gonna see that coming up, yeah?
Yeah, I'm doing that right now. Thank you. That hypnotize this lady. Yes, you can. I have. Yes, you can. Because I have. Yes, you can. Because I have. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Can because. Yes, the person said that they don't have a look up an email. I have the request on here. I'm responding to the email. The fact that the email that what he just said is not true. It was that he doesn't have an open ticket or whatever.
Okay, sir, just to be clear, are you looking for security guard you need to play the request for security guard, right?
Yes, I have a request for it doesn't need to be an armed security guard, but yes, that is what I'm asking for. If somebody would read the ticket from the beginning to the end, that is what I'm saying. The development of the details, which is what you wanted, is what I provided. Zendesk is serving that need, and somehow the readers and the humans on your side are not supporting the ticket as it is set into motion. That is not my problem. These emails do not make any sense. Yes, they do. If you take the narrative of the audio and listen to it, it makes perfect sense. You want the link to the audio that is online? I'm telling you, you cannot ignore this. So the fact that I have the ticket, the ticket is open, and that's not true.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So if you, from all the understanding, like I said, if you're looking for a service, which is at this point, is a security guard that you need to place it on our platform. We don't literally do that. We just make you aware that there's a platform there where you can just go there and place it on it.
Okay, I requested a bark. A bark, that's what you said. I have a bark from yesterday. I have an open ticket. The open ticket number is the 4099531. It is sewing open. I can access it online. The fact that I have already that done, they asked me for more information. I have three. I have my mother, I have my cousin, my nephew, and I have myself in this ticket. I'm going to add three more people. My brother, my one cousin, my other cousin is a retired FBI agent. That's where I'm going to proceed here. This is an open ticket. Hey, whatever you want me to direct me to, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. What is wrong with you guys? Are you going to handle this ticket? And if you don't, I want an honest answer why, because that is what we have to do. I need to have security involved. The reason why is all in the details. The detail, there's an audio file for it. It reads perfect sense. If you can't get perfect sense out of English, then there's something wrong with you.
First of all, sir, you don't need to be rude.
I'm not trying to be rude, sir. Yes, I'm trying to be forceful.
I'm not understanding the English. But what I'm trying to say to you, sir, first and foremost, that just on the circle, from the tickets that you just mentioned now, if you already have an account with us as a buyer, like looking for that service, you need to wait for someone to call you for that app security company. We are not the security company. We are just a lead generation
I understand that, sir.
Don't think so, sir, because you're just saying that.
Yes, I do, sir. I'm letting you continue. I said, I understand that, sir. Listen to me, sir. Listen to me.
I'm listening to you.
I said, I understand that. You just told me I don't understand. I said, I understand that. Continue going until you pause. I understand that. Go ahead.
So now, now, what I'm just trying to tell you and make you aware that only thing that we can advise you right now is just to place the request on BARC, on our sales section. If you already done it, you need to wait for people get in contact with you, as we are not a security guard.
I understand that, sir. I understand that. Now, can I stop you for a moment? I was told that my request was denied an hour or two ago, and it was denied, rejected, whatever. And the last call I had, that there was some sort of manager approval that for. Can you check to see if it's been released to that status, which you're saying right now, and I'll be happy. Is this an open, active out to the community, so community is aware of this job? If not, we have to continue on to find out why. Thank you. Continue.
So, right now, your email address is intheminway@gmail.com?
That's the first one, but my original BARC was at facts don't lie. The actual ticket is, sir,
let's make it simple.
The actual ticket is under the different address. Why won't you listen to me?
No, it's just because we're going all over around. I'm trying to make it more simple.
The more simple answer is sir, the email address that the ticket is under is factsdontlie.hatedon.idie@gmail.com. I have it open on my screen. It shows that. That's what it's open. I can add to it.
Sir, all I can see as an email address is this one here. That's why I say that. Is that one?
I'll do this, sir. I'll put both of them in there, and we have both of them there. I'll reply to this and add both of them in there. So in the mind wave, we'll be that, and we have nothing. It'll be both of them in there, okay? So that's what I'm going to do here. I'm going to reply to add myself into it.
Yes. Try to reply to the email that they send it to you.
Okay,
with the email that you have with Embark. And okay. So they're going to access and double check for you if there was a problem on your lead, yeah?
Okay, that's fine. I'm going to reply right now, put my other email address in here, so it's there. And I'm also going to put my cousin.
The person that's going to writing down that you say that you wanted to know the fact that your request been denied, you want to know the reason why.
Yeah, they put that in the record, yes.
And the person will deal with that.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's fine for you? It's assigned to Jonathan. I don't know if you know who that is. Or
yes, yes, that's okay. My colleague. So when you're going to send it, it will be assigned to him. Okay. He's going to reply to the email to you.
All I want is to make sure that it does not stay denied. There's no reason for it to be denied.
He's going
to
check it.
I understand, sir. We're on the right track. I want to know if what the purpose, and I'm replying to this right now. So both emails, everything was fine. I appreciate you. Okay, I appreciate what you do. I am trying to get it clear that we are on the same page, because it's difficult to get that same thing. Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Totally, sir.
Thank you.
No worries.
Okay.
Have a lovely day.
You too.